Jay Fanning on 2FM.
Right, I think that better stay up now.
Please explain what you're talking
about. It's a microphone.
About.
It's a microphone. No, it's not even that. It's a fader, I think they call it in the
fader,
trade.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a blue light on the fader.
It's a terrible fader, way trader, to come back from a
okay,
break.
There's a blue light on the fader, so it must be working.
Yeah.
Now, Afric, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm pretty well.
Good. Now the small talk's out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
We actually were going to do this last week, but there wasn't a resolution to the story. Did you see the people or the big win in the lotto in the States?
Oh, they've come through, or he's come through,
yes.
Or she's come through.
$1.3 billion in the Mega Millions jackpot, and two people are going to split it. They finally come forward.
Wait a minute. Does that mean two tickets won? Or
yeah, I think so.
One person won and he's got a friend. Oh,
I'm pretty sure it's two tickets have won. So, two people have finally...
I can see that look on your face saying, I wish you wouldn't ask
yeah,
me those questions.
Yeah, well, this is it, Dave. I mean, honest to God, like, we're trying to do a job here. So, two people have finally...
Because if I remember last week, I think they know there was only one winner.
Forget it.
There was only one ticket winner.
All right, I don't know.
That 6 weeks ago. But I could be wrong.
Splitting.
I would have thought that since you know more about it that you might be able to tell me.
Could you shut up for two seconds and I'll actually tell you what I do know,
okay,
right? And then you can pick holes.
Tell me
what
the little you do know.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. You can do this on your own next week. So, two people came forward claiming the $1.34 billion Mega Millions jackpot, which is only the third largest in US history. This is the Illinois Lottery.
Holy cow.
And they announced this on Wednesday. So here you go. Here's your answer, right? The two people are in a partnership. Doesn't say what kind of partnership.
So it's in a partnership. So it's one ticket.
Yeah, it's one ticket.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Thank
right.
you.
Okay, so they've agreed to split the prize.
Yeah.
And the winning ticket was purchased at a Speedway gas station outside of Chicago.
And is there a huge difference between taking it now or taking it later?
There is a massive difference, right?
It's taxed to the hilt, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so they pay...
it's hardly worth it.
Pay huge, it's hardly worth it, Jay. We'll get out of bed for this. So they want to remain anonymous, which you would, I think. So they... Would you tell people if you had won the lottery?
I never did. Oh!
I think I would keep fairly quiet about it. So you just see the dust.
I legged
it out.
I think you get more. Do you get?
I think
more
that's
money.
A myth.
It's a myth.
I think
more
that's
money
an
if
urban
you tell,
myth.
Because the biggest single ad that any lotto can have is to see the winners of a big.
That's
prize.
True. That is true. Yeah.
And it's all free on the news.
But they wanted to say the people wanted to remain anonymous, but they said that they were over the moon about winning the jackpot. Now, so they won the
did
prize.
They say that?
2 months. They did.
Like a footballer. Yeah, oh, we're over the moon. It was a game of two halves, so I split it.
So, shut up for a second. So, right. They opted, right, to take a reduced lump sum payment, which is at its current market value. Now, that's only $780.5 million,
oh.
is the reduced lump sum payment. They could receive the full advertised amount as 30 annualized payments over 29 years, which I thought was interesting. You could get it in, like a salary is, but or something. Do you
and
know
does
what
that
I mean?
Mean? You make more money in the end.
Yeah,
of the
you
day.
Get the
yeah.
full. You get the full.
But if you get it all
billion.
Now, you can do either the right or the wrong thing. I invest and lose it all, or invest and make billions.
That's exactly what it is. So they're saying that there's someone from Shark Tank. His name is Kevin O'Leary, which is the US version of Dragon's Den, said that more money up front means more money to invest and grow.
Yeah,
so if you wanted to invest money and you had more to do it now.
But
still,
Mr. Shark Tank, cheapers.
But after taxes, the total payout comes to $453 million between the two winners.
Sorry, this
it's
is suddenly dwindling.
I know, exactly. So
I mean, that's like the one about the guy from Cabin. Do you remember that thing about, Dad, can I have a loan of 50 quid? And Dad goes, 40 quid? What do you want 30 quid for? I mean, like it's just disappearing.
So they get around $250 million each. And because of the lump sum option, the $780.5 million payout is subject to 37% federal income tax, which is the highest bracket in the US.
I
nearly fell over when I read that. 37%. They've reduced it to 40 in the UK during the week. Did you see that?
I didn't.
So, yeah, that's the absolute maximum tax that you can pay. So, and they also, as well as the federal tax, they do an Illinois state tax of almost 5%, which shaves off another 38.6 million. So the odds, so because they opted for the reduced jackpot, they'll get about $250 million each.
God, you say like 5% is 35 point something.
Isn't
million.
That mad? That's yeah, so it's insane. Mad, exactly. So
one thing you did say there, I'd like to give you a little bit of historical thing about you said over the moon. Do you know over the moon came from Ireland? It's an Irish phrase.
Really?
I mean, you could say it came from Hey Diddle Diddle, the cat in the fiddle.
Go
the cat
on, yeah.
Moon. But actually, it's something to do with Ireland.
I love stuff like this. Hey,
yeah, I don't know the full details. Somebody wrote in a book.
Brilliant. Well, okay. Well, that was great. That
some
was
bloke.
Good, cool story, Dave. Thanks,
yeah,
Phil.
Very good.
So, the odds just finally of actually winning the Mega Millions jackpot, 1 in 302.5 million.
Well, that'd be kind of right because there's 330 million people in the States, aren't there? Something like that.
I suppose,
so that's about it.
Yeah, but this is only Illinois.
This is only Illinois. It's not like everybody bought a ticket.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's it. So that's that. So enjoy your millions, whoever
exactly.
that is.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing during the week about the how they're feeding babies different things in the womb and gauging their reaction to the different foods?
Gauging the baby's reaction.
Baby's reaction to different foods. Babies hate kale, apparently.
Kale, that's the cabbagey thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very tough. And you have to be, I think you have to be a bit of a cook to make
really?
Anything like edible.
I've never cooked anything with kale.
Neither have I.
But I mean, I've probably eaten it in something. I've no
you
idea.
Probably have. All the fancy restaurants you go to.
As well, can't it?
It can be purple.
Yeah.
Well, you see,
like
Dave, only someone who was in the finest of restaurants would know that. So a lot of kale has a very bitter taste, and they are trying to see what unborn babies like, or how early you can tell, like kind of preferences or whatever for food. So this is a big study out of Durham University. So they were feeding mothers capsules with like kale in it. There was a placebo capsule, a powdered obviously, and then carrots as well. And apparently babies love carrots but make grimacy faces when you give them kale.
Sorry, where exactly was and who's they? Who did this? You say Durham University.
Durham University.
How many people were done?
Professor Nadia Riceland from Durham University was the co-author of the research. They talked to 70 pregnant women, or they
had
70 pregnant women.
This sounds very much like something that could be in the Ig Nobel Prize. I mean, seriously, come on. Powdered carrots or powdered kale. Which will you have, pregnant woman?
No, okay. Well, they don't get to choose, I don't think. So one group was asked to take a capsule of powdered kale 20 minutes before an ultrasound scan, and then the other was to asked to take a capsule of powdered carrot. And among the results, the team found that fetuses showed a crying expression twice as often when the mother consumed a kale capsule compared to a carrot capsule.
Okay.
So babies like carrots,
I
hate kale.
It. All right. Okay, give us another one.
Flying bikes. Did you see this? This is exciting.
Have I seen that in Star Wars? Did they have flying bikes in
this
Star
Wars? This is actually
Wars,
exciting. No? Do you remember that thing that you said you were, what was that band? We Were Promised Something.
Well, we were promised jetpacks.
That's it.
Yeah,
I always think about that when these stories come up.
Yeah.
So apparently the world's first flying bike has made its US debut. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
You look thrilled.
Don't tell me. They went to what do you call him? Steven Spielberg, and they got him. Do you remember in E.T.?
It does look like, no, and, it's not quite.
And where did they go in E.T.?
The
over the moon.
I have to find out what that means.
Yeah.
That'll be your follow-up now
next
week, is that you have to tell me what the origin of that phrase is. So the world's first flying bike is the X-Turismo hover bike, and it's capable of flying for 40 minutes and it can reach speeds of up to 62 miles an hour.
Wow.
Which is exciting.
That's pretty fast.
So Thad Sott, which is a great name, he's the Detroit Auto Show co-chair. He tried it out at the Detroit Auto Show and he said, I feel like I'm literally 15 years old and I got out of a Star Wars and jumped on their bike. It's awesome. So
what is
very
it like?
Excited
is it an
about
internal
it.
Combustion thing and
it looks,
a battery?
No, it looks like it's fans. So it's like a hovercraft situation. So that was, because I saw a video of it while I was finding this story. And it would you like to know how much it retails for?
I do, I would.
$777,000.
Like three quarters of a million?
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud. Right, okay.
So it was created by the Japanese Japanese startup Airwinds, and the bike is already on sale
in
Dublin
Japan. Dublin County Council provide loads of them free.
Hopefully.
Not free, but you know.
Well, the budget's next week, so fingers crossed. A smaller version is slated for a US release in 2023. So we're giving the Americans a flying bikes, which can only end well in that situation.
Yeah.
So that happened during the week. Did you see as well? Now the World Cup is coming up.
Of course. Absolutely.
Are you thrilled and excited?
I am. I am. I wish it wasn't where it is, but I am.
Yeah, me too. But the Argentinian government has had to intervene because their country has run out of World Cup stickers. I loved this story.
Like if you have one of those album things, and you buy stickers, you get them with
Panini.
Petrol or whatever, and you stick them on your book. Yeah.
Remember Panini?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They do the stickers and they're still incredibly popular, apparently.
Yeah.
And
mostly with kids, I'd say.
Yeah, and in Argentina, they're huge. So, Argentina, of course,
they're pretty big for the old football.
They love a bit of
football.
They've
been in every World Cup since about 1974.
Yeah, they absolutely love football. So, it's the stickers are a World Cup tradition, but you basically cannot find them now in Buenos Aires. So, on Tuesday afternoon, Argentina's Commerce Secretary convened the sticker manufacturer Panini, a local union of kiosk stands that sells the stickers, to reach a compromise, right? So they had to intervene to get the stickers into Argentina.
Just make more. It's money for our rope.
So they said that Panini said that the demand for this year's World Cup stickers is up by 40% compared to the last tournament,
really?
which is outpacing their expectations.
Yeah,
they weren't ready for it.
The winner of the final last time round was France versus Croatia, and both those teams beat Argentina in the opening matches.
They didn't get that far. So the kiosk union says Panini isn't providing an adequate supply, so they've had to get them around a table and get them to make more stickers because there's a serious dearth at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. Somebody could make a mint out of that.
They really could. So then the other thing that I had, have you seen trailers for that film Blonde?
Is in it?
Marilyn Monroe.
The woman from Cuba.
Exactly. Ana de Armas.
Yeah.
So she is playing Marilyn Monroe in the new film
Blonde.
Yeah. And she has said during the week in an interview that they went to Marilyn Monroe's grave to ask permission
to play her. She's dead.
Would you commune with spirits, Dave, and her ghost and ask permission?
And what did Marilyn say?
Said grand,
groovy.
No problem.
Up,
go for it, no worries. So Anna said, we got this big card. Everyone in the crew wrote a message to her. Then we went to the cemetery, put it on her grave, and we were asking permission. Everyone felt a huge responsibility. We were very aware of the side of the story we're going to tell, which is the sort of warts and all story of
Absolutely.
Norma Jean.
So I believe it's a bit tough. Yeah, I believe it's not
it's
the
meant to be
greatest
good.
Thing ever. I don't know about that.
Well, it had its premiere at Venice.
I think it's on Netflix on Wednesday, isn't
it? It's going to be on Netflix, straight away.
Africa. Thanks a million. Thanks. Africa, Canada, it is.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.